53 years ago, a young Army doctor was sent to the Korean War to join an experimental and classified unit. His job was to treat psychologically traumatized American soldiers. This week, more than five decades later, Dr. Richard Blum was awarded a Bronze Star. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Richard Blum is now 77 years old. He's a slight man, dapper, and with a shock of thick white hair, he projects a professorial air, especially when he talks about the horrors of war.
I hadn't been on the line 5 minutes when the guy next to me got a bullet through his helmet. And do you understand that is not a philosophical reaction? You can say, well, war happens, and Thucydides did beautiful writing about war, and von Clausewitz did, and Sun Tzu, brilliant stuff. But some guy next to you gets killed, and you say, holy kitty cats. It's horrible. It's just horrible.
Blum, a psychologist, was assigned to the Army's 212th Psychiatric Detachment, which was set up near the fighting.
And the whole point of this unit was to not repeat the errors of World War II, which was when a man was a psychiatric casualty, have him evacuated.
A traumatized soldier who is treated near the front line is more likely to return to combat and less likely to suffer post-traumatic stress disorder, says Blum. Major David Wilson was Blum's commanding officer in Korea. He calls Blum the Army's first combat psychologist.
Psychologists were always at the rear hospitals around the States. There were no psychologists in World War II anywhere near combat.
It was Wilson, himself a psychiatrist, who in 1952 recommended Blum for the Bronze Star. The bid apparently languished in the Army's paper shuffle until Congresswoman Anna Eshoo lobbied on Blum's behalf.
I was proud to be able to assist Dr. Blum after 53 years of waiting to finally receive the recognition he deserves, the recognition that he actually earned.
In a ceremony this week, Eshoo and Wilson pinned on Blum his long-awaited Bronze Star.
Obviously, I'm a very lucky and happy guy. It was Congresswoman Eshoo's diligence and nomination, which finally got the Army to look in their desk drawers.
Blum's nomination for the Bronze Star may have gathered dust in an Army drawer for 53 years, but not so for the idea of bringing counseling and mental health services to soldiers near the front lines. Today in Iraq, the Army has deployed forward what it calls behavioral health care providers. They are teams of psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and psychiatric nurses. For his part, Blum hesitates to draw comparisons between Korea and Iraq. For example, in Korea, he says, there were fixed lines of combat.
But it was not a constant situation. You weren't utterly insecure as to where at least your power or strength or safety lie. In Iraq, I don't know where a guy's safety lies. I mean, clearly not driving a car, not sitting even in the green zone. That was not the case in Korea.
Dr. Richard Blum says he'd like to go to Iraq to learn how Army psychologists today are treating combat stress. Then with a smile, he adds, of course, I'd have to lie about my age. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.